This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But as we get ready for the NFL season to really, truly kick off, we also look ahead to what everybody, I think, is looking at as the battle atop the AFC North. It's Steelers, and then it's Browns. And maybe you could sprinkle the Ravens in there in some people's minds, but when you look at the Steelers and the Browns and the rebirth of this rivalry, especially with two midseason games, a little past midseason, you look at the quarterbacks. And Pro Football Focus has done as much. Their preseason quarterback rankings are out. And they've got Ben Roethlisberger and Baker Mayfield ranked pretty close together, actually. They've got them both in the second tier of quarterbacks. Top three, they have Brady, Breeze, and Mahomes, okay? And then the second tier, they've got Rodgers, Luck, Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan, and coming in at number eight, Ben Roethlisberger. Coming in at number 10, with just Philip Rivers separating the two, Baker Mayfield of the Browns. So, with Mayfield having a relatively short track record, we're looking at basically the second half of last year, and Ben Roethlisberger having relatively long track record, a decade and a half in the NFL, is it all going to come down to these two guys?
Oh, I think that it's going to come down to these two guys being compared all the time because one is the old guard in the AFC North. One is the one that they're going to pass the mantle to, or at least that's the designs on some people, or at least in the media. I got to see a lot more from Baker Mayfield than what I've seen from him to think that he's in Ben Roethlisberger's stratosphere. I just do. I need to see him win a game of consequence. I need to see him lead his team on game-winning drives when they matter. And I have to see Baker Mayfield match his – I need to see his numbers match his seemingly football acumen and his body and what he can do. I think Baker Mayfield's one of these guys. He knows where the football needs to be more than anyone. He understands where the windows are. Can he get it there? Can his physical prowess match what he can do mentally?
Well, what's interesting to me is that when you look at these top two tiers of quarterbacks as ranked by Pro Football Focus, the top 10 quarterbacks basically in the game going into this season, and the only one in that top 10 who has relatively little experience is Mayfield.
Right.
Everyone else, I mean, you run through the list, they've been to a Super Bowl or they've at least been to a championship game, and you run through all the big names, Brady, Breeze, Mahomes, like I said. Mahomes is the only other one, I should say, that has that relatively small amount of experience, and that's what I want to see. Does Mayfield, how quickly does he progress? I think that's the question. How quickly does he become better? Because we saw him with a chance. Game on the line, season on the line, final week of the season.
Terrible throw.
Bad play. And does he learn and grow? And if so, how much and how quickly does he learn and grow? Because that's where the comparisons to Ben Roethlisberger come into focus.
You know how Ben got all jammed up when they went and drafted somebody that he didn't necessarily think should be drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, that really bothered
Questioned
him.
If it was a waste of a draft pick.
I think in the same vein, it bothers Ben that there's somebody they talk about in the AFC North that is supposed to be really good. Because it was kind of that way with Flacco, but Flacco was kind of like closer in age. Not Ben's age, but you know what I mean? It wasn't like at the end of Ben's career. Mm-hmm. Ben kind of knows, even though nobody will admit it, this seems like his last contract. It seems like it's the end of the road for Ben. This is the guy that's supposed to take it from Ben, wrest control of the AFC North, and a Cowboy isn't done yet.
Well,
you know?
And that's what makes this comparison really interesting over the next year, two, three, is Ben Roethlisberger, like it or not, as Steeler fans, he's on the back end of his career. And so his skills may be deteriorating somewhat. Let's
Negative
be honest.
Fancy.
I'm sorry, Ben. And Baker Mayfield, his career is ascending, or at least it's supposed to be. So where do these two meet? You know, one on the way up, one on the way down, maybe. And is this the year we start to see that happen, or does Ben hold off the young
guy? This is exactly what Ben needs, I think.
And plus he's got the whole AB's gone now, and what are you going to do without him kind of stuff. But, you know, the thing with the interesting thing about Mayfield, at least, is that he is ahead of in terms of games played and everything else of where Patrick Mahomes was going into last season. And not to say that he's going to be as good as Mahomes, because if he is, then the Steelers are going to be in a little bit of difficulty. But he's got two really good receivers. Mayfield does. But let's see what he does this year. If I told you
you were down 5 points and you needed to go 75 yards and you had a minute 39 on the clock and you needed to get it in the end zone, would you take Baker Mayfield or Ben Roethlisberger?
No, there's no question.
That's always my ultimate sort of gauge.
But all I'm saying is that Mayfield's still inexperienced enough where Mahomes came out in his second season when he hadn't played a lot as a rookie. And my goodness, was he good.
And I think the question will be, do we answer that question differently by week 14?
Week 11 and week 13, because they play two times in 3 weeks.
Will we look at that question differently at all come December? And that, because Mayfield will have to grow, become better as a quarterback, and Ben will have to have some deterioration of skills in order for them in order for Mayfield to climb past him on this, you know, this philosophical chart that
we're
talking
about.
I bet
Roethlisberger pays attention to Mayfield more than Mayfield pays attention to Roethlisberger.
You think?
Yes. Yes, I bet he does. Hmm. I bet Ben tries to hold off Baker Mayfield in terms of taking over the AFC North more than I think Mayfield's the kind of guy that's just in his own world. I'm trying to be my best quarterback.
And he better be focused on his own team, given everything going on.
If we've learned anything about Ben Roethlisberger over the past, you know, almost two decades, is that he pays attention to every single thing and hears all the noise.
Even if he says he doesn't. Right. Says he doesn't, but he does.
One of his main objectives is that guy in Cleveland is never going to be a better quarterback than me as long as I'm the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. 412, even if he'll never say it.
Yeah. 412-928-9370. I'm curious what people think. Will we see Baker Mayfield pass Ben Roethlisberger in these rankings by Pro Football Focus or anybody else for starting quarterbacks in the league? And if we do, when do we see it happen? Would it happen this year? Would it happen week 11, the first time these two teams meet?
First of all, how's luck ranked above Ben? You said luck was, right?
Yeah. Hold on, let me pull up the entire list of rankings.
I tried to pull it
again up
and it kind of crashed my computer.
So one is Brady. Two is Breeze, three is Mahomes. And then they go to what they call tier two. This is all Pro Football Focus, by the way.
Oh, here we go. Now it's coming
four
up.
Four is Aaron Rodgers. Five is Andrew Luck. Six is Russell Wilson. Seven, Matt Ryan. Then they get to Ben at eight.
Yeah, how's Luck there? Rankings are rankings. We love rankings,
and
man.
This is based off of projections for what they're going to do this year and all that.
Yes. What's he going to do? I don't even know if he's going to be on the field the first couple weeks.
Right. With Pro Football Focus, I take a lot of it with a grain of salt because it is so mathematically based. Not that math is a bad thing, but, you know, when you're projecting things, again, we're talking about simulations. So I don't know how you end up with Andrew Luck ahead of Ben Roethlisberger or Matt Ryan for that matter.
I mean,
either.
Luck can work a short game, and when he's been healthy, he's been good, but that's all part of it, I think. I mean, I don't know if there's a general manager in the league right now if you said, give me Andrew Luck or give me Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, right.
That would take Andrew Luck.
And when you look back at last year's rankings, for example, they had Jared Goff only a point ahead of Baker Mayfield in their overall grades. I'm sorry, I would have taken Jared Goff more than 1 point over Baker Mayfield last year, even the way Mayfield played down the stretch.
But for discussion's sake, it's Ben v. Mayfield.
Yes.
I don't think there'll be a point in time in Roethlisberger's career. And this is going to come off as like Yinzerific or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't think there'll be a point in time in Roethlisberger's career where he'll be a worse quarterback than Baker Mayfield. I don't feel that way. I really don't. Because like I said, I think Ben's career is going to come to a crashing end, as bad as that is. I think there's going to be an injury where it'll be week 11 of his final year, mm-hmm. and he just won't be able to get up from, like his back won't.
Right.
So I think it'll end abruptly. I don't think it'll be one of these, well, I don't feel it anymore. You're going to have to drag him off the field. And by dragging him off the field, I think it'll be something where he just can't recover from.
Okay.
But I don't think at any time in his career he'll be worse than Baker Mayfield. I don't feel that way.
See, I think Mayfield's going to be very, very good. The question is, how long does it take him to get there? You know, does Mayfield, is he, much like Roethlisberger was, instantly a very good quarterback? Okay, we saw some flashes of it the second half of last year. Or does it take him, you know, 2 or 3 years and they've got to shuttle receivers in and out and build a better offensive line around him? That will be the interesting part to me is, I think Mayfield will be better than Ben by the end of Ben's career. The question will be, how long is it for Mayfield to get there? Bob is in Connellsville. He joins us on the Fan Morning Show today. How are you, Bob?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Hey, I just want to say, as far as comparison making, will they think Baker Mayfield is better than Ben? It definitely, they're already doing it now. The thing with Ben is, people look at Ben now and they say, Ben is a great quarterback. These guys, they never gave him, it's like he never got credit at the time for doing what he did. Well, when he went to the Super Bowl, he got into the Super Bowl, but he played bad in the first Super Bowl. The second Super Bowl, this happened. Now they look at him and they say, yeah, Ben had a good career. He's a Hall of Fame. But they look at Mayfield, who hasn't really done anything. I mean, he's projected to be good, but they're already acting like he's the next coming. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I do think they're gonna look at Baker Mayfield and say he's better. Whether he is or not, they're gonna say he's better because they want him to be. And I'm not saying they want him to be better than Ben in particular, but if you're asking that comparison, yeah, they will. I think they will say that because they're already kind of.
It's easy to hype the Cleveland hype machine because it's something that's in vogue right now, Bob.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, I'm there with that, and it goes both from a team standpoint and an individual standpoint.
But there is something to be said about Pro Football Focus's rankings in that they did have Ben top three in the league for 3 out of 4 years before last year when the interceptions went up. So
there's also something to be said for Jared Goff being three places behind Baker Mayfield.
Right. I mean,
there's no way Jared Goff is not as good a quarterback as Baker Mayfield. There's no way in this universe that that's true.
If I had to choose one to start a franchise with right now, I'd take Goff. I would. And again, I think Mayfield's got it in there to be one of the best, one of the 3, 4, 5 best quarterbacks in the league. The question's going to be, how long does it take him to get there? Can he rapidly slam on the accelerator and become one of those great quarterbacks in 1 year? I don't know about that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.